And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 164, I think. Or is it three? Losing the will to live. One, two, three, four. No, it's four. 164. In my defence, it's been a bit of a busy day. Oh, Kim, 133. It could well be 133, couldn't it? No, we mustn't upset Jonathan. He's only just recovered from the last one. How are we all doing? Good evening, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Hello, Debbie. Are we all recovered from the birthday celebrations? Let me know. So, as I say, it has been a busy old day. No wonder I don't know what day of the week it is. And you've only just missed an episode of The Bill happening outside. We've had five police cars screech past on their way somewhere. I have absolutely no idea where they're going. But we have had news about the local lockdown. Two areas of Greater Manchester, Stockport and I think Tameside, which are out to the east, are lobbying to have their lockdown status removed. I thought, oh, hope. But Trafford, Greater Manchester and about nine other districts, not happening. And I thought, oh, and it's only Wednesday. So it doesn't look like Friday's review is going to happen. And they have actually asked to remain in lockdown. So, for the foreseeable. Right, what's going on here then? Good thing I don't drink, but I feel hungover. It must have been a good night, Debbie. The Boolean things worked great. Oh, glad you found it useful, Kim. We do need a way to find a way to put the index somewhere, but we're working on it. But, you know, obviously, while we're doing that, then we can't do new stuff, can we? So it's a fine balance to find the right way. Hello, Deb, CQ. Now, I need to do one thing, obviously. So, are we all ready? Jonathan, do you have a call with the parents planned? Right, I'm going to drag that to there. Oh, it's actually worked, I think. I'll check it first. Right, need a browser. Need a browser. Like I haven't already got a browser. Oh, Mike's in the middle of a webinar, by the way, but he should be with us shortly. In the meanwhile, I've got a little something for you to look at. You think you know what's happening, Jonathan? Well, it could be anything based on last week. OK, you ready? First one to it. I trust you've planned the calls with the parents better. Ooh, purchase Typeinator. Excellent. Which episode showed how to set it up? Right, I'll find that. Typeinator. Did we do that twice? Think we did like a basic setup, didn't we? And then we did a more advanced thing. Typeinator's awesome. Love Typeinator. I'm deep in the black hole at the moment, doing that piece for Friday. Oh, it's been fun. Great, great fun, that. So, has everybody seen that link? There are brownie points available. I've even given you two words this week. Can't say fairer than that, can I? And we have our obligatory drunk sheep. What could possibly be hiding behind that? Oh, Jonathan loves it. Excellent. Excellent. I was contemplating a really different one this week, but then I thought, that's what I need. And I spotted him and there he was. That's a clue. There he was. I'm glad you like it, Debbie. Now, what are the words? Kim did really well last week. She not only got the angel penguin, she actually got part of the title. Oh, a duck. A duck. That's a good one. No, it's not a duck. It's not a duck, but you're warmish in terms of it's an animal of some description. There you go. I can't tell you any more than that. Can't possibly. I'm thinking this time the title's one of the kind of COVID cat collective that you would be incredibly lucky to guess. This time was actually quite strange. I don't recall. Let me think. No, when we started doing the artwork, I told you it came out of the fact that we were sending an email. So at the point we were sending an email, I said to Mike, oh, we need a graphic in there. And there was all kinds of graphics went in there. There was one of Mr. Magoo. That one was Motorway Madness. There was one of this broom. There was the trolley dolly from hell, but it wasn't the poster that that actually has now. And then I said to Mike, you know, one of the issues we've got with this, I said, is to automate the emails, it needs to be, the images need to be the same size. I said, and they're not the same size. So we could do with standardising them. And it was after that that we standardised them. So it was after 106. But then, of course, we needed to go backwards with some of the older ones. So I don't think in all the while we've been doing them, I had a poster ready beforehand. Because most of the time, the title comes out of what actually happens in the show. Hello, Simon! possibly we had Radio Gaga, but that was because we knew that we were going to launch MacBytes FM. But this one, in terms of being a proper poster, not... I had a vague idea what we're talking about, but the title that was ready beforehand. So it was totally ready beforehand. So any guesses? Kim needs art lessons. It's how you look at it. Honestly, it is. It's how you look at it. Last week's was far simpler. In fact, the one the week before, like buses, wasn't as difficult as it looked. I mean, I had the vision in my mind for what that one was going to look like. The one that surprised me most lately, I think, was the COVID Cat Collective, chatting with Norman Collier in a time warp. Because I was thinking, obviously, it needs a cat. And the Norman Collier thing was a microphone. So I thought, I'll put a microphone with it. And it's difficult to make the decision what to put in and what to leave out, because you don't want it to be too busy. Now, the bus one was actually quite busy because I added the pears and the penguin, if you remember, and the goat. And this one, you can actually see. Let me get it up again. You can see the sheep and stuff and then the boat in the background. But again, I didn't actually want it to be too busy. So that COVID Cat Collective one looked nothing like, the final artwork looked nothing like my rough drawing of it originally, which had a microphone in it. Another one that I absolutely, not only had I kind of drawn it out on a piece of paper, it was really detailed. I knew exactly what it was going to look like. And it was show 122. And the title was Otis Rides Again While Playing Vatican Roulette. Now, Otis is MacBytes series mate who does the lift thing up and down, the Otis lift. So I thought, right, Vatican Roulette. And it's Otis, so it's a lift. So my original artwork design for that was two lifts with you looking at the doors, with a window to the side of it and the dome of St. Paul's Basilica in it, which was the Vatican part of it. So I'd actually roughed that out. And when I looked at it, I thought, I'm not overly keen. It was exactly right, if you will, for what was in the show. But I thought, no, there's something not right about that. So I goes off looking through, I think it was Stock Unlimited, and I finds a roulette wheel. And I thought, oh, Vatican Roulette. So I totally changed the artwork on that one. One that I did stick with was the one before, 121, which was Predictive Analytics with Mrs. Brown's Bunions. And that was drawn from the character that was in the Tom and Jerry cartoons where you only ever saw the feet. So I did that one. What's the most difficult one I've done? 116 was simple, which was shooting through 2018. The reflection in the lake looks like a panda. Oh, let me have a look. Does it look like a panda? Because you know I do love my pandas. It could well be, couldn't it? Or it could be a gondolier. You never know. I can't possibly give too much information away at this stage, but I can say it will be premiering tonight at 8 o'clock. A little bit of a snafu in the listen through, but it's all right now. So it's all up there, ready to go. What was the most difficult one? I am only going back to 108A here, which was relatively straightforward. It is the one and only appearance of MacBite Siri on the artwork. There you go. It looks like a boat. Oh, I think we can say it's a boat, given that it's on a lake. You just noticed what looks like a boat under the panda. Right, so we've got a panda sat in a boat. Okay. Can I just say you're actually doing quite well at the moment? I mean, there is a boat. Oh. Reminds me of a Keeping Up Appearances episode. Oh, which one? Which one? I did love that show. And we all know that Jonathan loved that show. So, Jonathan, how are you going to squeeze the family in tonight before 8? Are you hairing off now? Because, you see, you don't want to miss at 8 o'clock the reveal of the artwork either, do you? Just saying. Are there points about for finding part of the artwork? Like last week, Kim was amazing. Kim was amazing. Having a look at these, I need to go further back. One of my favourites, literally because of the colour, was 119, which was Road Warriors doing the dongle dance. Although, having said that, if I did that again, I'd change the colour to yellow on the text. That was when we went to Alverston last year. So, anyway, Jonathan, what number's this in the year? Who's keeping up with how many are in the year? Because obviously when we get to 12, party time. When she wanted to do a dinner party on a boat going down the river. Oh, I do remember that one. Wasn't the father on the loose? They kept losing. They called him Daddy, didn't they? They kept losing Daddy. That was such a fabulous series. I actually last night sat down. You'll love this, Simon. I sat down to watch the first episode of Father Ted. So obviously it's on my iMac and I've got other things going on at the same time. But I thought, right, let's key it up. QuickTime didn't want to know, but I thought, not a problem. I've got Movist. So I opens Movist, gets the first episode keyed up. So I thought, just put that there and I'll literally just move this file and then I'll watch it. And I get this message from Dropbox that says you're running out of disk space. And I thought, pardon, what do you mean I'm running out of disk space? I can't be. You've got less than 50 gig free. And I'm thinking, I've not put anything on the hard drive. You know, I'd literally, whenever I'm working with something and it is on the main hard drive, when I'm done, I take it off and put it somewhere else. I looked at it. It's quite right. It was down to 50 gig. So I thought, So I decided with that I would close all the apps down. So obviously Movist had to go with this keyed up version of Father Ted. Closes everything down, still the same. Restarts the Finder, still the same. So I thought there must be something must have crashed and left a huge cache file somewhere. So I starts looking for that. Nope. All of my documents folders, they had a few gig in, but in total it came to about 100. And I should have had over 400 gig free. And I'm like, I've no idea where this has gone. And I've not seen anything like it. Nothing for it but a reboot. I hate rebooting. You know, it starts opening things I don't want open. It doesn't open things that I do want open. That's when you find out that the tick you put in the box for the opener login didn't actually stick. So it does all of that. Then, of course, I've got to log into 1Password and all of the browsers and stuff. I opened up a Finder window. I looked at it. It said 50 gig. I thought, you're kidding me. And as I'm sat watching it, it starts climbing upwards. So it goes, we'd got down to about 38 gig at one point and it went back up to 50 and then it went back up to 70. And by the time it had finished, I had 480 gig free. And I'm looking at it with like, what were you caching? Why? When? How? Were you sticking it? Because I couldn't find it actually looking for it, but it all calmed down. By which point, I'd forgotten I was actually about to watch a Father Ted episode, so same again tonight then. It was possessed, Simon. I have no idea. The only time I've seen huge swathes of space vanish before my part in it was ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow would start recording and it does write to a cache file. And then if it crashes, it keeps hold of the cache file on the basis that when you reopen the app, it will say, would you like to recover this? Which would be grand if that actually ever worked. If it shows it to you and you say, yes, please, then you're good. You know, it will take this thing and it will convert the cache file into a real file that you can put where you like, which, you know, obviously if it's a huge, huge file, sometimes I'm recording videos and it's like 8 hours long. Then I put it on an external drive and it frees up this cache space. But if you open it and it doesn't say there's a recovery file, then pretty much it's use the disk space and you can't get it back, but there's no way to clear it either. So I've had that where ScreenFlow's eaten like 300 gig. It's not funny, is it? But this time, I thought I've not even used ScreenFlow, so it can't be that. So I have no idea what happened this time. But when it's ScreenFlow, you have to drill down manually into the file system yourself and try and find these cache files. And they're not in one folder. That would be far too easy. They'll spread across your library folder. Containers is one. Caches is another. So I actually had, from years ago, I had an Evernote note that had all of these locations in it, which obviously has, you know, followed me around from Evernote to DevonThink to all the other systems that I use, probably in Notion now. And I have to get this note out and then go through each one to make sure there's no huge files. I reckon I'm still missing about 150 gig. But I haven't got the time nor the inclination to piddle. It's actually easier to buy a new Mac. It's far faster. Oh, and then whilst all this was going on, default folder broke. You only realise how much you rely on an app when it is unceremoniously dragged from underneath you. And then every single thing you try to do doesn't work. Default folder, if you remember, is in the... It wraps itself around dialog boxes and it lets you navigate your way to particular folders and stuff. It's fabulous, but it wasn't working. And I'd got Finder windows open on my desktop. And what I wanted to do was move the mouse pointer over them, hold down this key, which for me is the control key, and it enables you to click on the Finder and it loads that Finder path into the file or dialog box that you've got in front of you. And that was the bit that had broken and it was driving me insane. Anyway, reboot solved that problem. So I guess it needs to reboot every now and then. But, you know, in my mind, it shouldn't. I used to have this thing. I think everybody did it between kind of 2006 when I got a Mac and about 2012. And it was like a competition for how long has your Mac been up. So if you go to the Apple logo and you click on About This Mac, it opens up the overview, which tells you what OS you're running, etc. And I think it's in where they moved it to. If you click on System Report on the overview, it takes you into like what looks like an outliner. On the left-hand side, you've got hardware and network and software, and it shows you every device, virtual and physical, on your Mac. And the first one, which is hardware overview, is it hardware overview or is it software? I don't see it there anymore. There it is. It's on software. So you've got hardware, network and software. If you click on software, underneath it, it's got accessibility and applications, all other components and stuff. But at the top level of software, it tells you what your system version is. And the last item is time since boot. And mine is 16 hours, 25 minutes. So I rebooted about 3 o'clock in the morning. But that can go into days and days and days. And, you know, it was quite common for me to have an uptime of like 5 months without a reboot. And it was absolutely rock solid. And now you're lucky if you get to like a week because something will break. And we're like, I guess I best reboot it. Last, was it Friday, Saturday. Mike was doing a webinar, so he's doing it in the studio, which is now kind of the studio stroke Mike's office. And there's a Mac in there. He has his window machine when he's working for work, but he also uses the Mac that's in there. And the Mac crashed on him and kicked him out of a meeting. That was Thursday night, that's right. So I sorted it all out, got it all working again. And on Friday, it happened again. So I said, well, we need to do the PRAM reset thing, which would have been fine. But it's actually quite difficult to do that on your own because you have to turn the machine on with one hand, but you've also supposed to hold down, I think it's Command Shift P and R at the same time, which needs three hands, really. But he'd by this stage gone to bed. So I'm stood in there thinking, I wonder if I could do the Command, the Shift, the P and the R with one hand. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, no, not without adding another finger. But I did actually manage to do it. I think I used my nose on one key. Don't ask. It was an unedifying sight. But I did manage to do the PRAM reset and that solved the problem, which is very unusual. People always say, no matter what the problem is, have you reset the PRAM? And I always think like, yeah, a million times and it makes no difference. But twice now it has actually solved a problem. So it clearly isn't an old wives' tale. Ooh, is A part of the words? Right, let's have a look. No, we don't have an is and we don't have an A. Not independently anyway. Maybe it's one of the sheep bananas. The lamb bananas. No, it's not a lamb banana. Move the location of your Dropbox folder and see which app starts to complain. That would be a good one. I don't think it was Dropbox that was causing the problem. I think it was outside Dropbox. But I think Dropbox must be set to give you a warning when it's running out of space. I guess there's a lot of caching going on. And that's where a lot of the space has gone. Because obviously I selectively smart sync with Dropbox. And I also have a lot of syncing going on with Google Drive. I guess it would make sense system resources wise to rely on one cloud. But for certain things, that's just not possible. You know, if you want access to, what do we have on Google? We've got 1 terabyte in Google Drive. We would have 2, but it's an enterprise account. So we pay the same amount for half the storage. Don't get me going on that one. But what do we have in there? I think I set it up basically that, you know, I had to pick one service. And I have Box, Dropbox, Yandex, OneDrive and Google Drive. So there were 5 to choose from. I ruled out Box. And I rule that one out because I've only got 50 gig. Oh. Oh, hello.
Hello.
You back?
Yeah.
I was explaining you were webinaring.
Oh, right.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
We've got lots of guesses about the poster. Jonathan's gone very quiet, so I think he's gone to deal with the family early doors.
Probably.
Oh, Jonathan.
Don't interrupt me listening time.
No. So we ruled out Box on the basis we didn't have enough storage and it was an arm and a leg to buy any more. We ruled out Yandex because Mike can't get into his Yandex. That one's particularly handy when you're on the road for uploading huge files, though. I ruled out OneDrive because it doesn't work in a normal way. Sharing files is a living nightmare on it. They fall into a shared files category, which is grand if I'm looking for a file because it's a shared file. But if it's a MacBytes file, I want to put it in the MacBytes folder, but it's not my file, so it needs to live in shared. So that ruled that out. Oh, and there's pCloud as well, so there was 6. pCloud, I think, how much storage have we got on pCloud?
Isn't it a terabyte or is it 2?
It's 1 or 2 terabytes.
I think it's 2.
I think it could be 2. But I decided I was going to designate that for backups and keep it simple. Although I do have, obviously, DevonThink synchronising through it. So that left Dropbox and Google Drive. And at the time, we didn't have a paid-for Dropbox account. So it was a no-brainer to say, well, we'll go with Google Drive. That's exactly what happened, Simon. But I've got no idea which app caused the problem. because at that stage, just before the reboot, everything had been closed down. And the thing was, I was moving things off the hard drive. So, for instance, I found a file at 5 gig and it was a new file that I'd downloaded. So I moved the 5 gig file out of the way and I didn't get 5 gig back. So there was definitely something on the drive not working. I actually think this machine does need a rebuild, which you might say after 3 years, it's time. But I don't think you should have to. There should be some kind of nuking system. I mean, years ago when we all updated our operating systems and you had a hard drive of about, you know, 128, 256, you'd do a system update, a big one. So you would go from like Snow Leopard to whatever, Lion, Mojave, whatever you were going to. And you'd sit there and wait and see how much space you got back. And it wasn't uncommon to get back about 30 gig, which out of 128 is a huge amount to recover. It was as if it completely nuked whatever caches were there. Now you've got more space, I take less notice of that, but I just feel this machine is at the point it would benefit from a rebuild. But obviously then I think, well, if you were going to take time and effort to do that, you might as well put Catalina on it. And then, of course, I come to my senses. Like, yes, I'm not doing that. But obviously, if and when new machine arrives, no, not ordered it yet, get round to it. At that point, it would have Catalina on it. Then all I'd have to worry about is Biggles. It should technically run better. And of course, you'd put apps on it as and when you need an app. Technically, I'm wondering why there's so many apps there when increasingly a lot of the things I'm using are in the cloud. I would have had a local app to do what we do in Notion. So I've got Notion, I've got Roam, Google Drive, I work in a browser. Dropbox, I work in a browser. So I am wondering why there's so many apps installed. But when I look at them and I think there probably are things that I don't use that much. So I think you'd start building it up. Jonathan did this from a list that I had from years ago. I made a long list in a spreadsheet and I put in it like absolutely critical at the top. And then like apps that I am likely to use next. And then they kind of went down in importance. And for me, it was just a case of getting to the point that the first two categories were done. And then I would install the others as and when. But yes, this one is, it just doesn't feel right. And I know when it's not right. Things stop working randomly, you know, in after hours. I have that shortcut key. We called it the Magic 8 key. It's a global shortcut key. I think it comes from, it's either Alfred or Keyboard Maestro. And I use this keyboard shortcut and it hides Keynote and then brings Keynote back. And the beauty of that is, obviously I can do it with Alfred by typing it in, but it's transparent to the user. So you don't see that happening. You just see the screen change, which is exactly as it should be. She's now ripping chicken to shreds. She's having a rare old time out there. So she is, isn't she? She came back from a walk. Oh, you should have heard the shrill bark. It was deafening. She never used to bark like that. She's either settling in or she's peeved about something. Seriously. All right, what was I talking about? Somebody remind me what I was talking about. Was it Dropbox? She's totally put me off my thread here now. Anyway, while we're at it, any more guesses on the poster? We're 30 minutes away from revealing the poster. Has Simon seen the poster? Let me make sure I've put the right one in. There we go. Pretty sure that's the right one. I've not uploaded the other one yet, so I don't think I could have gone wrong at that point. Yes, the Magic 8 key, that was what I was talking about. It's worked seamlessly for years, at least two. And lately, on this machine, I'll start the presentation, I'll come out of the presentation. When I come to go back into the presentation, it doesn't actually want to know, which is incredibly annoying in the middle of a session. I can get out of Keynote elegantly because I just press the escape key. I always start with Keynote on my left-hand screen, so it isn't that it comes up in presentation mode, it doesn't. Tracy's asking if there's anything wrong with MacBites FM. But seeing as though you're all here, I don't think there is there? Tracy's asking if there's something wrong.
I've seen it.
I'll leave it to you, Mike. Oh, talking of which, Amazon Man's just delivered. So if I could have that at some point. Right. So what I do is I press the escape key. It goes on the other screen. When I need to get back into it, I go on the other screen. And I do know the shortcut key to get that to present without actually having to type anything anywhere. But it's like, why was it working 5 minutes ago and it's not working now? And I honestly don't know the answer to that. So I think this machine is in dire need of a rebuild or a replacement, one or the other. Right, now Mike's here to entertain. I'm going to try and find the Typinator piece for Kim. Let's see if the system works.
No, I'm here to entertain.
Yes, you could entertain.
Oh, shall I tell my story?
Why not? It's a classic, that one, and Kim would definitely appreciate it. I wonder if anybody's ever said that to her.
I was going to tell about the other one.
Oh,
I'll tell both.
Whatever.
I took Lola out for a walk and I bumped into somebody on the park round the corner.
Literally, don't panic.
Who I've not seen for a while. And we got talking. Now, you know, because we discussed it last week, that there was a flasher. Did we use the word flasher?
We did.
There was a flasher at the park round the corner. So she said to me, did you hear about the flasher? So I said, yes. She said, did you hear about how he got caught? I said, no. I said, all I know is I read on the local website that they caught this guy exposing himself in the woods, which coincidentally was where we were still talking. So she told me the story that it was last Friday, I think it was. And she said that two young lads were with their dad in the woods. And this flasher came along and did the business. The dad said something and the guy ran away. And he ran straight into the park. And he ran into this big guy called Alan. And this big guy is about 6 foot odd, well built. And he's got a Rottweiler with him. So this guy, Alan, grabs this flasher and says, I'm either going to call the police or set the dog on you. And he went for the police option.
Oh, my God. Oh, that isn't even on our street.
Kath wants to know if we have a theme for Saturday.
She'll have to wait.
Now.
Themes go out on Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Do you know, I have a system here. I can't change the system.
I'll just tell her.
We'll
be revealed shortly.
Really?
Because if I don't, they'll start like they did last week.
After 8 o'clock, I thought he was going to let the dog. I said to him, he was clothed at this stage, was he? Because I thought if you let the dog out, that'll be the end of that. But we hadn't heard that. Oh, no.
Right, Tracy's found the culprit. It's her VPN.
Grief. No fresh sausages for the rotty. Do you know, that would actually have put paid to it, though, wouldn't it? You know, we don't want any recidivism going on here. So, you know, I personally would have let the dog off. I was actually saying to Mike, I mean, Samoyeds are so sweet, but they do get over giddy and look quite intimidating, usually to men. Girls just think they're adorable, like a little teddy bear. But guys are like, it's foaming at the mouth and it's happy. But no.
Yeah, apparently the guy flashed a dad and his two kids.
What do they get from that? What is wrong with these people?
I don't know. Anyway, that was story number one.
Oh, that was only the start of it.
Story number two was I was walking through the park, saw a guy who I haven't seen for 6 years since we lost Mayor. And he says to me, oh, so you got another one then? So I said, yeah. He said, couldn't resist it. I said, no.
He asked a lady's age. He asked how old she was.
He did. So I said, she's called Lola. Oh, right. How old's Lola? He said. So I said, 5. Oh, right. And then he said, did you get a second hand then?
Lola was self-righteously indignant.
Then he realised what he said and he said, you know what I mean, from a rescue.
She is not second hand.
Pre-loved is the word you're looking for.
Or rescued, or shared, you know, but second hand. It must be a bloke thing, because how many times when we were out with Maya did people say, oh, what model is he?
What make is he?
What make is he?
What make is he?
Rather than what breed is he? What make is he?
Did she come with a warranty and service after 3 months? Yeah, and you can get 12 months of dog care like Apple Care.
I don't think people realise what they say. And of course, you're stood there seething, thinking, and I've got to smile. This is my problem with people.
And if she has a problem in the first 12 months, you can book an appointment at the Genius Bar.
Lola's less than impressed at you laughing at her. She is not second-hand, crying out loud.
Oh, Debbie thought, oh, funny.
Poor Lola. Poor, poor Lola.
Anyway, she's just run her cotton socks off on the football field out there.
So she's happy.
She's happy.
She's a happy dog.
Yes.
Oh, she was so sweet this morning, because obviously I was... I actually worked till after 8 o'clock. Did you notice
yes,
that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, quite amazing. So I got very little sleep. But Madam decided to come in. Now, sometimes, I think it depends on the state of the quilt, you know. Sometimes she'll dive up on the quilt and she'll start digging, as if she's like in the garden digging. And obviously I'm trying to sleep. That's when she's a little bit on the frisky side. But today she was so sweet. She stood next to the bed and my feet are under the quilt and she headbutts the quilt. And I know exactly what she wants. She wants my foot. So I have to stick my foot out of the quilt and then she sits there with it, with like puts a paw on it and then puts a head on it. And then sometimes she'll like lick your foot and then you're like, don't move, don't move. It's so tickling. But she loves that. She's now taken, because at that stage it was the one foot. Now she's taken to thumping the other leg with her other paw. Like, I'll have the other one now. And I'm thinking, can you imagine this in December when it's absolutely freezing? So there's me diagonal on the bed and her with her paws wrapped around my feet. She is so sweet, but I was so tired I just nodded off. So I've no idea what she did after that. One of these days I'm going to wake up and there'll be a toe missing. Oh dear. You used to say you lived in a used house. Ask the guy with the Rottweiler if it had one previous not careful enough owner. I know, Debbie, but you can't say no to them, can you? They've got their big brown eyes looking at you. And you're like, no, I can't possibly say no. Right, one link coming up for Kim. We looked at, now this could be the advanced one for Typinator, but it was in 82. But if there was one before that, I would have mentioned it in 82. So that is the link for After Hours 82 on YouTube. And according to my notes, let's find my notes, it was clipboard extenders, it was clipboard extenders and... text expanders, clipboard extenders and text expanders. So I did do Typinator and I said that everything that I showed could be done in any one of them. So it didn't matter if it was Keyboard Maestro, Alfred, Dash, ATEX, text expander or Typinator. So it was principles. I remember Jonathan wanted ideas of what to do with it after he'd bought Typinator. That was the rationale. So there you go. Oh, the system's working.
So he bought it and didn't know what to do with it.
Jonathan? Well, he was replacing text expander, so he put all his text expander things in it, but he was then looking for ideas. I mean, I still add things, you know. When I have to put up the mass on a Saturday, I have to put the title in and I have to put something in the description. And the title's always the same except for the date. And the description is always the same except for the date. Now, it's not that much to type. I think it says Mass from All Saints, Catholic Church, M33, which is our postcode, with Father Ned. But I don't want to be typing it every week. So I created two text expansions for those. And they are prompting text expansions. So it prompts you to enter a date. You put the date in and then it pulls that through to both of them. So I only need to put the date in once and then expand them into YouTube and the job's done. Those eyes get us every time. They do. Oh, and the other night, that was Sunday, I think. Still trying to get my head around that camera. Takes the camera in the garden with her. And she's upside down. And her eyes are going all over. She's lolling her tongue. Mike's rubbing her tummy. What was she like? I've got the camera upside down. Trying to focus on her. Not got the video off yet, but I will do. I will use some of that. You often pass the pub at night on Dusty's walks, and a girl came out and said, "Oh, can I cuddle your collar?" That's the problem when you get to my age. Dogs only want to cuddle the dog. Give me a go on the dog and you can have one too. Good grief, Simon. Oh, there's a bonus Mike story to go with that. Do you remember that one?
No.
Oh, I might have to tell Mike's bonus story. In terms of you can have one too. Mike worked anywhere but the centre of Manchester until he got a job in the centre of Manchester. And the building was in, if you know Manchester, the front of it faced Piccadilly Gardens. But the side street was in a street called Minchell Street. If you know Manchester, doubtless you will know Minchell Street for two reasons. One, there is a Crown Court on Minchell Street, which is quite handy when you realise what else is on Minchell Street. And it is some ladies of the night offering their services, but they offer their services during the day as well. Extended opening hours, as it were. So Mike, were you on your own or with you? With other guys?
Probably on my own.
Well, Mike's, you know, just going from the car park to work. And this woman shouts across, "Do you want to do business, love?" Mike's like, "No, thanks." And she shouts across to him, "Oh, come on now, don't be shy. You can come and have a go first." Mike's like, "For God's sake, just let me get in the office." First thing he does is text me. You wouldn't think going to work would be so entertaining, would you?
No.
And she was with her mates as well. There wasn't just one of them. "Come on, don't be shy." Mike had eyes like saucers, apparently. You don't get that working from home, do you?
No.
Is this why you want to go back to work?
I don't want to go back to work.
No, it doesn't happen in AstraZeneca, though, does it?
No.
It certainly isn't happening in the COVID crisis. Absolutely not. But what can you do? Hello, Tracy. Excellent, Kim, as long as that's the right one. In our laughable holiday, we will be revisiting systems, so we'll see if we can do something. I wish you could be more precise with what you share in Notion. That would be pretty cool. We'll work something out. We are on it, obviously we are on it. But, of course, we are on other things like new shows. Jonathan vanished fast, didn't he? Right, I am about to upload the real artwork and declare a winner, I think. Why are you doing that when you shouldn't be? Apps, can't live with them, can't live without them. Right, I've obviously got to check that this works and then we will declare a winner. So check back up in the chat and find the link and have a look. And have we got any last guesses? Anybody want to guess at one of the words? Because I gave you two words, which I think is pretty impressive. He's doing the mist coat on the wall while listening. I thought he was going to be ready by Thursday. We had guesses as to some of the words, didn't we? Is A, I think. And no, there's no is in it. There's no A in it. Looking at it, there's possibly just, in addition to the two words you've already got, there's probably only one word I could give you that wouldn't totally give it away. Wallpaper. No, I didn't put wallpaper in. There's three words before the in the and two words after it. There you go. I'm just wondering, did I blur that? Where's the blurred one gone? Where's the blurred one gone? Because I didn't blur all of it this week. I thought I was very generous this week. Let's have a look at that. Right. Did I blur that? No, you see, you've got the entire boat at the background, haven't you? And then you've got the hot air balloon and the sheep. So there's quite a lot in there, you know. Now, I know the title. And would I guess the title from the blurring? Probably not. That's why Jonathan wanted it unblurring. I think the easiest word to get is probably the first one. Now, who suggested a panda? That was Debbie, wasn't it? Just saying. Right, let's have a look. It's scrolling very weirdly at the moment. Yes, it was Debbie. Debbie's clearly on a roll from her birthday. She's doing very well. Very, very well. Would you actually guess it? I think it's highly unlikely you would guess the whole thing. But you are doing rather well, Debbie. Hello, Paul. Paul will have missed the excitement. Who wants to fill him in? I don't think it would be a good idea, you know, for Jonathan to do anything with that wall while he's listening. Hot Air and Wind in the Dying Days of English Democracy. That's a brilliant title. I love that one. I love that one. Oh, Mike, did you see the thing about our lockdown?
No.
I've shared with the MacBiters.
No.
Stockport and I think it's Tameside are petitioning to have their lockdown status removed.
Mm.
But Andy Burnham, who is our mayor, the mayor of Greater Manchester, has already said, and he's listed 9 boroughs of Greater Manchester, including Trafford, they're requesting that they don't have it lifted. They're not waiting for the government to say anything. They're saying, please don't lift it. So, this is Wednesday. We've got no chance of a review on Friday, then.
Oh.
So, we're going into the bank holiday and you're not allowed to go anywhere. Which does not necessarily not suit me. Just saying. I know it's a double negative, but yeah, I'm quite happy about that. A new MacBites on the way. There is a new MacBites on the way. And we are pondering what the title might be. And Debbie's way ahead at the moment. Let's just say that. Debbie is way ahead at the moment. But I have the final artwork here. And 12 minutes from now, we're going to be premiering it. Which means I need to actually get off my backside and get the show actually in farrago. And then while you're listening to it, we'll do all the publishing malarkey and it will be available in the feed from 9 o'clock, which is what we've taken to doing. We're just a day behind this month, this week. I'm trying to remember what happened at the weekend. Did we just kind of take our foot off the gas, do you think?
Can't remember.
No, it's a bit like that at the moment. All the days are merging into one. But with a holiday coming on Friday, oh, what mischief can we get into? Well, if it comes from Amazon, I can get into mischief. If it doesn't, probably not. Probably not. But we do have the announcement of what we're covering on Friday to look forward to. So that'll be with you at some point in the next 24 hours. So don't miss that either. Is this something about someone dropping a Eucharist in the lake and having to drink the whole thing? No, but again, it'd be a good show, wouldn't it? It would be a good title. Oh, I can't remember if I ever shared the one about the deacon. The deacon and I are teetotal. So when we get sent to the back together, we have 2, 4, 6. We have 7 Eucharistic ministers at the front and 2 at the back. And the 2 at the back, it's always the deacon and then one other. But it won't be the priest because he's got to be at the front, obviously. So when we get sent to the back and it's me and the deacon, neither of us drink. Now, how drastic this is a problem depends on who has filled the chalice. If it's the deacon who has filled the chalice, we've got 2 deacons, so if it's the first one, we'll be all right. If it's the second one, he fills it to overflowing, which is ridiculous because, one, you've got to go a fair lick down the aisle to get to the back quickly, so you daren't spill anything. And then when you get to the back, there's only a handful of people take any. So this particular week, it was literally within a couple of millimetres of the top of the chalice. And I'm looking at it, and the way that it's done with the deacon, you're supposed to drink it at the back of the church. So I was supposed to finish what was left, and I looked at it, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. There was no way. The deacon looked at it and he was thinking exactly the same. And he said, I'll halve it with you. So I said, OK, then. So he took half, because, you know, he doesn't drink either. And, you know, you're also not supposed to eat before Mass. So you're taking alcohol on an empty stomach, which left me this full half. And I thought, I can't do that. I can't drink that. Which is why I like it when Mikey's on with me. So I kind of took it up to my mouth and made as if I'd finished it and then put the cloth over the top of it. But I barely touched it. So I has to sneak it back up to the altar. And then when Mike comes from the corner that he was giving it out, he said, "You got any left?" I went, "Oh yeah, need to swap." And then we have to swap it with nobody seeing us so he can finish it off because I just can't drink that much. The deacon spent the rest of the day rather tipsy. And that wasn't even the most he'd ever had. But, you know, if they just didn't need to fill it that full. So, yeah, Simon, it could exactly be that. He's learned a lot about Catholicism from Mikey Lane and Father Ted. I am going to watch Father Ted tonight, as long as Mission Machine doesn't. I was all ready last night, mind, to watch Father Ted. First episode, and the machine went really weird. I had to reboot, lost all my disk space. So I'm going back for that. Did I mention them? Oh, I saw that, Paul. Yeah, I need to find that, don't I? Let me go and do that right now while you're sat there. As I say with monitors, I don't spend a fortune. Absolutely not a fortune. Let's look at my orders and it'll be listed. They are AOC, but they're perfectly adequate. You know, no, they're not going to rival an Apple monitor, but there again, neither did the price. So, and the only reason I got these, the ones I had before were 24 inch. And the only reason I got these was that they were 27 inch. And I was hoping that Resolutionator would enable me to push it higher than what it should have been. And it did. So at the moment, it says not available, but I'll still send it you anyway. Yeah, this was the one that I bought. It's an AOC 27 inch and there's a model number on it. So there you go. Monitor for Paul. Two of those I got. I bought one first to see if it would work, etc. I didn't get three, did I?
Thought you got two.
There were two in the box he threw over the fence.
Oh.
I think I only got the two. I think the one next, what happened to the 24 inches was that one went sideways to Mike and one went next door to the studio. So that's what I do with monitors. I do actually have a monitor, second monitor, on a Mac that is behind me. And I actually forgot it actually had a second monitor. That's how infrequently I use this machine. But it does mean there is a second one there. So if one breaks, I can literally just pick it up, put it on the desk and I've got another monitor. You've been thinking about reverting to my 2012 iMac to be able to use it in target display mode. I really wish that was a thing, that, you know, you could buy two iMacs and have two kind of cores doing the work, but one just as a display, so running one headless. But Apple just don't seem to have the will, do they? I love the fact underneath it says there's a newer model of this item, and it's the 21.5-inch. Yeah, that's not a newer model. It might be younger, but that's not the point. There are some new ones that you can get. So it's not available from Amazon, but it does say new from. And the price is £127.97. And that's a new one. I think I paid around the same. Let me have a look at the order, see what the price was. Yeah, I got a discount on it for some reason. Don't tell Simon. When I went to it, it said, you know, you get a discount on this. And I'm like, why? I had no idea why, but there was a discount on it. Yeah, I paid £127 for it and I got two of them. What's this transaction thing? Just over a year ago. Absolutely perfect now, though, because they line up perfectly with the iMac and they're the same size as the iMac. So that's what I'd wanted for years and years. Since I very first put a second monitor on the computer, I thought, oh, it'd be brilliant if it was the same size as the iMac. And now it is. So long may it rain. Long may it rain. Any chance of going through how to set up an instance of Mojave or Mavericks on an SSD on MacBytes After Hours? Probably couldn't do it live, just for the sheer simple reason that I have no idea how long it would take. But I could record the start of it, if you like, or take you a certain way live and then finish it off. Yeah, I will have a look at that. My daughter bought one of the super wide ones. It looks amazing. They do look brilliant, and I would love to have that as like an editing suite. But because I share my monitor, there's no point sharing something that's that wide, because if the person hasn't got anything that wide, they're only going to see a part of the screen. But as an editing machine, oh yes, that would be very, very nice. When you Google it, it's showing UK sites. We're an influence, Kim, an influence. Or anything more modern. What was the last one I did? I'll have a go with it. I'm thinking normally, if you want to have a video of an install and you are installing over the top of what's already on a machine, obviously you can't record it because it's going to need to reboot at some point and you're not going to see all of that install thing. But you could do it on a VM, which would solve a problem. And that's just been updated, so it should be faster. So we could potentially attempt that. Leave me with it, Tracy. There's two ways to do the video on it, Paul, but it is tricky. I know one guy who did this many years ago, and part of the install obviously happens and you're sat in front of it and you're configuring it, and he was recording it with screen recording software. So it then pressed stop and saved everything, and then needed to like do the reboot part. Did the reboot part, it carried on with the install. It obviously wiped the hard drive. And it was at that point that he realised that the recording was on there. Had to start again. The best way back then was literally to prop up a video camera and record it as being the way that you would see everything. And the only trick with that is to get it somewhere where there's no reflection. And it can be perfectly adequate, particularly on a laptop, because you can tilt the laptop screen to get a good thing on it. But leave it with me. I will have a think about it. You can certainly do the recording up to the installing part, but beyond that, do you want a clean install? Are you trying to put this over the top of something else, or is it a completely clean install of, well, Catalina at the moment? I'm sure I did that with Mojave. I wonder if it was Mavericks. What was the one before Mojave? Sierra. Hi, Sierra. I definitely did it with one, but I have no recollection of what it was. Anyway, I need to share another link with you and give the prize. Definitely, definitely the prize needs to go to Debbie. And the link is in there. Well done, Debbie. Not only did she get the panda, she got one of the words. Oh, fabulous. From what you were given, that was nothing short of miraculous. Debbie's on a roll, birthday week. On a roll, let me tell you. Right, I have the show keyed up. I must not announce this as 133. Jonathan will have another heart attack. Depends what Tracy's trying to do with it. Let us know what you're trying to do with it, Tracy. Let us know. And then we can work something out as to how to do it for the best, for the easiest. Right, who's ready? It's 8 o'clock. Who's ready? Let me know. Yeah, Debbie did brilliantly on that. Absolutely brilliantly. Prize to Debbie. Right, I'm going to make that. Paul like the sheep with the bottle. You know, that went on once. We put that on once and it was a show from 18 months ago. And it was something like, it was doing the dongle dance on the road. And we got so much feedback about the sheep. And there was one before that had a goat on it that was on the buses one as well. So every time I have the opportunity now, I squeeze in the sheep. The sheep have got pride of place if I can possibly squeeze them in. And you need stickers. Right, I'll put that on the list as well. We need to install operating systems and get some stickers. The Mac bites sheep. Anthony's got tea, so we're good to go. No idea where Jonathan is, but I have given him a couple of extra minutes after 8 o'clock. So he has no excuse. We can't have him delinquent. But I hope you enjoy it. But for this show, it is good night from me.
And me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys, and enjoy the show.